Every Friday morning, we bring you another installment of StoryCorps. It's an oral history project that travels the country helping loved ones to record each other's stories. Today, we'll meet someone who is starting to lose his stories. Ken Morgenstern was diagnosed with early-stage Alzheimer's 5 years ago. Since then, his memory has gotten worse. His two daughters recently brought him to StoryCorps to talk about the memories that remain.
I'm Bria Morgenstern.
Excuse me. Can you raise the volume?
Oh, you want me to speak louder? I can raise my
louder.
Volume.
Yeah.
Okay, let me turn the dial. I'm going to be interviewing my father today, and I'll be interviewing him with my sister, Bhavani. Dad, why don't you say your name and how old you are?
I'm Ken Morgenstern. I think 81.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Deb, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
All right.
And you'll answer them the best you can from your memory. So you came out here to New York, and then somehow you met Mom.
I met her in New York?
Yeah, you did.
I don't remember how, when. Mom would remember.
She would have remembered, yeah. Our mom passed away about 4.5 years ago. Do you recall dating her?
Oh, yeah, I remember dating her. She was a sexy gal.
She was. So let's talk about your kids a little bit.
We had 4 kids. Is that the right number?
Yes, it is.
Good. They were great.
Who are they?
You. Who else?
It's Priya, Bhavani.
Priya, Bhavani. And there's a man in there.
David, Dad.
David,
oh,
yeah.
David's not going to be too happy when he listens to this, Dad.
Who's the best kid?
David.
He was actually the best kid. No, he definitely
was.
And you see us all a lot still, right, Dad?
Dad?
What?
Priya was asking if you still see us a lot.
See you a lot?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Are we in your life?
Sure. What are you talking about?
We're just asking you a question.
Yeah, what's your life like now, Dad?
Oh, it's a wonderful life. I get up in the morning, go to sleep at night, and in between eat 3 meals. What's wrong with that?
It's a nice thing that it's so easy to make you happy, Dad.
I'm very much like, I think, my father.
Mm-hmm.
He was an easygoing guy. People used to call him Happy Harry. And I had a lot of its characteristics, I think.
Dad, was there anything that you wished you had gotten in life that you didn't get?
Anything I wish I had gotten in life?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking, I have no regrets on anything. The important thing is I have a family that I love, and they're loving people. That's the biggest thing you can leave as a
legacy.
Legacy, yeah.
I want to tell you, Dad, that I've always considered you my guru and teacher.
Well, thank you.
I would say the same. You've been a role model for all of your family. People are constantly saying to us how lucky you are to have all of us. And I turn to them and say, we are because of him. You've created such love around you, and we want to be with you.
Thank you, honey. That's awfully nice to hear.
It's the truth.
We love you, Dad.
That's Priya Morgenstern and Bhavani Jaroff with their father, Ken Morgenstern, who suffers from Alzheimer's disease. This conversation and all StoryCorps recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. By the way, there is a way for you to record the stories of those who are living with memory loss, and you can learn more by going to npr.org.
Funding for the StoryCorps Memory Loss Initiative comes from Joe and Carol Rich.